Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
A daily dose of Melanie means a daily dose of health. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
We all know that there is a mandate. You have to have health insurance. We've heard in their series about open enrollment and special enrollment and Medicare and Medicaid and what you do if your children are under the age of 26. But what we haven't talked about, and I think is so important, is what if you can't afford it? What if you go on healthcare.gov and you scroll all around and you find a policy, but you say, I still can't even afford that. What are your resources for assistance? What are the subsidies? My guest today is always brilliant, Marianne Eterno, President of Government Relations for Guarantee Trust Life Insurance. So Marianne, we've talked a little bit about subsidies.
Right.
And how those help and your taxes. But what if you're someone who really just doesn't make enough money to even pay those monthly bills, and then the high deductibles and to pay that. So what do we do?
Well, there are some options. If you have, or if your client or whoever has such a low income level or no income, that any premium, no matter how small, even with a subsidy, is absolutely out of the question, they will probably qualify for an exemption to Obamacare and not be subject to a penalty for not having insurance. There is what they call a hardship exemption for folks who just absolutely don't have the money to spare. And there's a formula that they use based on your household income. Now, there are folks who probably could afford it but don't want to because they either value other things more, like Starbucks or whatever. And for those folks, they can either choose to pay the penalty, which if you don't have insurance in 2016 will be $695 per person. It went way up between this year and next year. Or they can pay that penalty, which is still going to be cheaper than insurance, and then utilize other resources that exist in the community for assistance with drugs, with medications, with office visits. There are lots of resources out there.
So, yes, you mentioned that maybe they tend to put their money toward other things, and then they're going to maybe qualify for this hardship. If somebody is that hard up that they're not able to afford a couple hundred bucks a month for health insurance, then are we looking at a problem situation if they get sick? Because then clearly they're not going for well visits because those are expensive, and they're not going for, how does that equal? I mean, and I'm trying not to get political here.
Because
sometimes we're on different ends of the spectrum, you and I, but we both agree that healthcare is important. Obviously.
Yeah.
And so if people are not covered under some sort of insurance, are they sort of working against the system? What do we do about that?
You know, there is a great website. It's operated by the government. It's similar to healthcare.gov, which I tell everybody to go to find out everything you ever want to know about the exchanges and about Obamacare. However, if you don't want to be a part of that system and you need help with healthcare costs, go to healthfinder.gov. So healthfinder, all one word, .gov, and you can find information on what they call patient assistant programs. And these are programs that private companies sponsor, like all of the drug companies have programs that help people who can't afford medication, whether they have insurance or don't have insurance. Lots of folks with insurance, like you said, those high deductibles are so out there that the cost of medication is really prohibitive for them. So there are programs that the pharmaceutical companies offer to help people with their prescriptions. There are programs that private foundations offer to help offset the cost of medical treatment. There are all sorts of programs out there that you would never even know about, but it's all aggregated at this one site, healthfinder.gov.
Healthfinder.gov. That is such an important website for you to be giving out, Marianne, because if it aggregates and puts everything in one place, where maybe you can get help, you can get subsidies, you can get grants, whatever it is to help you get health care or to help you pay for medications that are needed or help you find doctors that will take whatever it is you've got. Or now, I want to just quickly ask you, because as these subsidies come in taxes, we see it more and more on our, we will be seeing it on our taxes. And you say once they sort of catch up the system.
Mm-hmm.
What if you're somebody who doesn't pay taxes or who, how does that work? If you're somebody who doesn't make much money, you're not really paying state and federal taxes that much.
Right. No, you're not. And you might not even file a tax return.
There's people that don't even file. That's right.
No, they don't. And especially if you expect to get a refund, there's no deadline to file. You don't have to file by April 15th. There's no penalty. The government would love to keep your money for a little bit longer. So a lot of folks that are expecting a refund or expecting a zero sum at the end of the day don't file or file way late. And for those folks, if you expect that you would qualify for a subsidy for health insurance or a subsidy for your co-payments, you have to file or you won't get that. So I tell everybody I know, especially young people, file your taxes. It's so easy these days with all of the online resources. File, because you won't know what you're entitled to if you don't file. And if you're entitled to something and you don't file, you're just out of luck. If you think you're going to be paying the penalty for not having insurance, I hate to say this, but if you don't file your taxes, they won't be able to collect that penalty because it's all done through the tax system in this country. So the penalty and the help all come through filing your taxes.
So that's actually sort of an impetus for some people that are having this kind of trouble not to file their taxes. Because they're not going to then get caught for not doing health insurance. This is really such a complicated situation. What about the high cost of procedures? Now, I love that my colonoscopy is now covered under preventive well visit because it's the single biggest preventive thing we have for colon cancer. It's a preventive bit of medicine. It's amazing.
Right.
So, but it's a really expensive procedure that a lot of people cannot afford. And so what do we say about the higher cost of some of these health cares? Now, this is not new. This has been expensive for a long time, this procedure.
Absolutely. But, well, Obamacare did nothing to bring down the cost of health care. It still costs a lot of money. It's just some people now have assistance paying for it. But the coverage is expensive. The care is expensive. But there are community resources and organizations that help in those ways. If somebody, I know we've been talking about folks that don't want insurance, don't want to, you know, want to pay the penalty instead, there is an organization, actually an alliance of organizations across the country that offer a program that's slightly different. It's called a Healthcare Sharing Ministry, and it's a Christian nonprofit-based program, and there are four or five different ones across the country. There's a group that represents them called the Alliance of Healthcare Sharing Ministries. And basically what a healthcare sharing ministry is a group of people that all participate in each other's healthcare costs. Everybody is assessed a set amount every month, and they've got this down to a science, so they know what each person in a plan should pay every month to equal all that year's healthcare events. And so you pay your share every month, and if you have any bills, you submit those. And your bills are paid by everybody paying their shares every month. And this group did get an exemption from Washington. So if you are part of a healthcare sharing ministry, you are considered to qualify as being covered under Obamacare. You will not have to pay a penalty. It was a huge thing for them. But it's
That's
a program
cool.
that... I know, not a lot of people know about it. It's nationwide.
Say the name again, Marianne.
Healthcare Sharing Ministries. Anybody just Googles Healthcare Sharing Ministry or healthcaresharing.org and they can find out about this program.
That's amazing. And then she's also given the website healthfinder.gov. And it's a way to find all this information. If you're having trouble even paying for the Obamacare monthly payments, if you're not finding that it's affordable just for you, there's many things that you can do and many resources. And that's what we're talking about here on this series with Marianne Eterno. So thanks for listening. Share these shows with your friends. So important and such a good series. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening and stay well.